Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Live and local from Philadelphia. The Don Stensland Show on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
A big day on Capitol Hill with President Donald J. Trump. Wasting no time, we'll have all the latest on Trump. Caroline Leavitt due for her usual briefing. That's going to happen at 1 o'clock. I know the pool cameras were to report at 9 o'clock this morning, so we have more executive orders that'll be signed today by Trump. And then locally, learning more about Philadelphia and this effort in Philadelphia to make sure that the city is safer, that Mayor Sherelle Parker moving forward with her plans to crack down on illegal drugs, drug trafficking, homelessness, and her crediting law enforcement, local law enforcement. I will say this, you know how I talk about bias by omission? In this one, I'll say, think about the omission, what Mayor Parker is not saying. She is not speaking out in any way against President Trump or this administration. I have not heard her talk about DOGE at all or talked about this issue. Have you? With the cuts, the federal workers who've been cut here? Nope. She's staying on focus. She's staying in her lane. And I don't hear her messing with Trump, DOGE, anything that's happening at the federal level. She's sticking to making Philadelphia great again. And yesterday on tour of Kensington, hailing our local law enforcement. I think that was a smart move. Hailing police, local law enforcement, and saying they've done a great job. They cracked down on violent crime by more than 57%, which, I mean, still means, you think about shootings, 43%, that's a huge number. Imagine if that's in your neighborhood, in your backyard, but they have cut way down, but certainly cracked down on a lot of the illicit and illegal drugs, including narcotics as well as fentanyl. I want to get to Department of Homeland Security. This is Kristi Noem, and she has been speaking out, identifying, she says, some of those leakers, people responsible for releasing internal information and really suggesting, and this is a follow-up, suggesting that there are corrupt FBI agents or government agents that were behind that leaked memo about an upcoming large-scale immigration and customs enforcement raid that happened in the Los Angeles area in California. And full disclosure, remember we talked about this, was that a couple weeks ago, in which we told you that it's a station that is owned by the umbrella corporation Odyssey. So it's an Odyssey-owned station. They identify as, they're still, I believe, a CBS news station. So they're not talk radio giving opinion or op-ed. They actually say that they're CBS News, that that's their branch, their division. And remember, we had played that for you. Well, on air, they were saying, yes, there's a ICE raid that's happening and a guy in a maroon car and he's wearing, you know, describing the agents, describing the vehicle, giving out license plate numbers and that sort of thing. That was infuriating and certainly would be as you're compromising not only a ongoing investigation, but as well, you as a news organization, you've just put law enforcement in danger. And so this was concerning. And across the board, I think we can all agree that's not the right thing to do. I've actually never seen, especially somebody who identifies themselves as regular news people, to out an investigation, an undercover investigation, and then to describe vehicles, to describe the agents. Wow. That's unheard of in my career for sure. So she had promised, Kristi Noem, in fact, she had promised that they would find out who these leakers are. So she has now confirmed that. And that's the news that we're getting in the follow-up here, that she found, identified some of the leakers, she says. They will be fired, so she vows that. And Sean Serino's now with us. And Deshaun, I don't know if you have this because we have a lot going on here today with unfortunately, we've been hit with norovirus. We have a lot of people out sick today.
Yeah.
And so thanks for being here, first of all, Sean. How are you today?
Appreciate you guys. That's why I always love to come in and everything. I call myself the ultimate substitution.
So thank you. I know you have the day job that luckily we caught you and you were, you know, in between. So thanks for being here
today. Yeah. Hopefully I can still make it in time.
So the question here is, there was a secondary cut sheet that we had with Kristi Noem. So I just have to ask you on the air if you have that. If you don't, we'll just move on. That's totally cool.
Do you know the number of it?
So it was second on the sheet. It was the second item on that original, and it was Governor Kristi Noem, I do believe. Let me just see my untitled. Sorry for this.
First, just tell us about this email and what it was like receiving it.
No,
and what you.
That's okay. This is something that Greg played in the last hour, and that's that seemingly scripted worker who says that she's a federal worker, and her reaction, which I'm calling her out on that one. But I've given you the headline with Kristi. Kristi Noem says they have found some of the leakers. She is saying those individuals will be fired, and the reason they're going to be fired, they're not whistleblowers. They leaked information to the press in order to blow an operation, an undercover operation, an ongoing operation. And so they compromised law enforcement's lives. And that's what she's saying here, that whoever leaked this, and she's identified a couple of them, so I guess they're getting the notice today that they're being fired. This is just a breaking story. But she's saying that those individuals put law enforcement officers' lives in jeopardy, and that these are individuals who are risking their lives. They're putting their families in a position where they have to live, you know, without those individuals any further. And so she has gone into some detail to say that these are operations that take planning, that take dollars. And so not only do you have law enforcement, in this case ICE, but you have law enforcement. So they took a lot of time out. They planned a special operation. And they were doing this on the West Coast, where they had information with illegals in a community, some or all with criminal backgrounds. And those criminal backgrounds include violence and criminal assault and felonies. And so these law enforcement officers putting their lives on the line, planning that, taking time to plan it, and then at the last moment or during the operation, they have to then say, we've been compromised, and they had to then pivot and stop the operation. And so Kristi Noem saying it's amazing how these bureaucrats who have an agenda to stop the work that we are doing to bring safety to America, how they will sell each other down the river if it's just to protect themselves. So she says, don't worry, I'm doing everything to find these leakers and to get rid of them, so that we can do our work and our law enforcement officers and agents can do it safely. And so what we're seeing in real time here is DOGE, you know, looking at government efficiency at every single level and going through at a, I will say, from above and from a general view as far as the DOGE office, Elon Musk, his piece. But then you have the individual cabinet members who are looking at all of this. And so she's saying these people are being fired as we speak, and the others who are involved, if they were complicit in that, in outing law enforcement officers and basically ruining an operation, they're going to be fired too. So the president reversing a number of Biden-Harris administration policies on immigration, as we've been telling you, really allowing these ICE agents to seek out in very specific, laser-focused, targeted arrests. So this is not a raid, and I think that's important to say. And when I interviewed recently a local ICE agent, you may remember that he said that these are operations where this is based on intelligence. It is laser-focused. It's specific. And these are criminal. They're known as, technically, the language is criminal aliens, but these are people here illegally who are considered violent criminals, including pedophiles, including rapists, including murderers. That's the word we have here. And even though protests have been held in sanctuary cities, like Philadelphia, and our district attorney, Larry Krasner, who I'll talk about moving forward. Krasner, remember, he was part of one of the many protests in which they were blocking traffic, caused a traffic jam for many of you. One evening during the evening rush, Krasner was part of that. And they've said, well, we are a sanctuary city and we will protect the people here who have a right to be here. The point here is, from by all accounts, and that's what we're getting the confirmation on. I told you about that earlier this morning on Kale and Company. I told you about this last hour. The point is that those individuals where the ICE officers have come in and made arrests, either these are individuals who are being trafficked in some way and they're trying to take them out of harm's way, or because they're literally taking them out of the jaws of predators. That's one allegation. The case in Chester County that we're hearing about and getting that new information and my sources on that one, what they're saying as far as ICE officials in Chester County, you have three individuals considered violent, considered dangerous. They came into this country illegally, and they, in fact, have no right to be here. They are criminal aliens, as that's the definition about this. So while ICE has already, you know, conducted those raids across the country, in Los Angeles, we're hearing about this, that federal law enforcement agents planning this large-scale raid in that area before the end of this month. And that's when these operations were outed, if you will, put in jeopardy, exposed. And that's why former Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, and now she's obviously a cabinet member under President Trump, but she's somebody saying, I have found some of you, I will find all of you. And this is the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem speaking out and giving us the latest. So we'll continue to follow this one as well as the other news of the day. Thanks for being here. Dawn Stensland here with Sean. He's filling in. We've got Jimmy Kelly off. We've got Dan Borowski off. Everybody be safe. Drink lots of water. Wash your hands. Don't come near any of us today because, man, it's the norovirus and the flu virus. Everything's passing through here. So thanks for being here. 855-839-1210 is the number to call. Another developing story on monitoring. You'll hear from them right around the corner. Be right back. So we have had protests here in Philadelphia, protests, but at this point, I don't see any wins for those federal workers as DOGE continues to make sure that they're making our government more efficient. Let's get to, since we have L2, let's get to Kristi Noem as she's speaking out her promise to keep law enforcement safe on these operations.
I have found some leakers. We are continuing to get more. They will be fired. There will be consequences. And remember, when they leak information to the press in order to blow an op, they are putting law enforcement lives in jeopardy. They are risking their lives and putting their families in the position where they'll have to live without those individuals any further. So you bet we have used every tactic that we have. If you remember, we talked just last week about how I'm using polygraphs to go after and to really interview these folks. Because we are a national security agency, I have that tool I can use. Also looking at their emails, looking at their communications. And it's amazing how these bureaucrats who have an agenda to stop the work that we're doing to bring safety to America, how they will sell each other down the river if it's just to protect themselves. So don't worry, I am doing everything to find these leakers and to get rid of them so that we can do our work and our law enforcement officers and agents can do it safely.
I love her accent. It's that South Dakota. You know, I went to journalism school at the University of Minnesota, Minneapolis, and it's, you betcha, I'm going to keep those workers safe. But she's not messing around there. So they're going to be fired, and I'm sure, well, we'll see if they lawyer up, if they're silent about it. But they're accused of putting these law enforcement agents in jeopardy, putting their lives in danger. And so they, your employer, by the way, if you don't know this already, your employer has every right, if you're working on their computer in their office, they have every right to look at our emails and, you know, whether it's your personal email. Once you've signed on, understand that whether it's a government or local private employer, they're looking at your stuff and they have every right to do so. If you didn't know that, check the policy of your workplace. Again, whether it's the government or whether it's a private entity. All right, let's talk about today, because we do have this plan for, you know, artificial intelligence and how they're going to be using AI. Trump has talked a lot about this. Remember, this was when he, what was this, 2 weeks ago, when I talked about the fact that Trump clearly is moving toward AI. That is what he has his eye on. And this is an AI race with China. Who wins that will own, if you will, a huge business worldwide. And so that's why he's going to this. So as far as this executive order that he's planning to sign today, President Trump, as the administration, he says, is dedicated to America's global leadership in AI technology innovation. And his executive order, the latest one, is directed for the development of that AI action plan, which then enhances and sustains America's global AI dominance. So Trump says the American people are encouraged to share their policy ideas. So this is like we the people, this is a group sourcing kind of idea. We've never seen this in government before, where they're requesting you the people, that if you want to share your policy ideas with the AI Action Plan Committee, you can respond. And I'm being 100% serious here. This is a thing. You can respond to a request for information, an RFI, and it's available at the Federal Register's website. And you can do this through March 15th. And so what is your idea to share your policy ideas through, and it's the federalregister.gov. So you go to this, it's the Daily Journal of the U.S. government. It says, request for information on the development of AI, the action plan, a notice for National Science Foundation. And so you can submit your public comments. So I want to hear from you. What is your idea? What would you like to submit as far as your idea for AI, how that can, you know, help make America great again? We already know Elon Musk is using AI to go through these millions of responses to make sure that all of the so-called, you know, government workers who have email accounts are actually real people. But what would be, if you have, let's say, an action plan, what would part of that idea be? So they have a docket up there. So far, they only have, at regulations.gov, they have 885 comments received. And those submissions started, it looks like, last night. And so what would your idea be if you're going to go here and you're going to give an idea? But this is Trump saying, let's group source this, America. We have the greatest country. You have great ideas. What idea would you like to submit? I wish that they would. They won't. They're not public, because I was trying to see if I could share some of those with you. But they're not sharing the 800 and some comments. Like 86 comments have just been received, by the way. I'm just trying to continue this. 86, I can see they're public. I was just trying to see if I could get this, but I can't. It won't let me read them. What would your comment be? What would you like to share with this administration for AI to make America great again? As President Trump now has said that he wants to, for example, remove some of the barriers to American leadership in artificial intelligence, wants to create or establish a U.S. policy to make sure that we have AI dominance. And what does that look like for you? And so this is a new order coming out, and this is the latest with Trump. I don't recall a time, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I do not recall a time in our government where you had an all call, if you will, an executive order, and an opportunity to go to the Federal Register and then to publish your comment, if you will, submit a public comment. I love it. I mean, I think so. This is up right now, and it's up until March 15th, the Ides of March. But it won't let me. It says view. It won't let me. Darn it. It won't let me view some of those. I'd love to read them to you, but I can't. All right. So That's one of the executive orders that Trump, that he'll be talking more about this today. And then as well, Caroline Leavitt will be talking about this and no doubt taking questions. And we'll just imagine what the biased media will say. Well, why would you group source with the idiotic American people? Because we in the elite media, we are the voice. We are your voice of the people. And to that, I would say again, this is the administration and President Trump going directly to the people and bypassing the so-called voice that represented you. You know, whether it was a Democrat administration, whether it was Biden, whether it was Kamala Harris or local Democrats, although I don't hear local Democrats saying this at all. But that's something that the media has continued to say. We are your voice. We are the voice of the people. No, that's the opposite of what this administration, the Trump administration, continues to say. No, no, no. We're not your voice. You are your own voice. And so this is the White House, the Trump White House, going directly, taking the case directly to the people and saying, please submit your idea. What would you like to see to make, you know, what would you like to prioritize as far as policy actions to enhance America's position as an AI powerhouse and prevent unnecessarily burdensome requirements? Okay, so one of the ideas here that Trump has talked about is private sector innovation, how to empower the private sector. And this has to do with getting rid of and erasing some of the regulations that we've seen. And some of you have told me about it. I think I had shared the story with you as far as if you're in the business of building, let's say home building, and we think about the crisis, the housing crisis that's happening right now. So builders, one builder told me recently that if you want to build in a development or you even have somebody that's privately building a home, what used to take you maybe 6 to 8 months to get all the permitting and so on now takes you about 3 years. 3 years. That's the kind of backlog we're seeing here in Pennsylvania. And then talk to people out in California, and they've talked about now rebuilding, you know, obviously after the fires and the aftermath and the floods and that disaster. So think about what they have to deal in California. And now all of a sudden we see in council meetings, they're all saying, oh, we're going to take away those regulations. It all had to do with environmental regulations that cost you more, cost those developers and those builders more. So now they're saying, no, 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 we want industry groups. We want private sector organizations, state, local, tribal governments. This is an all call for action and an AI action plan to empower America, but also make us a leader in innovation, because artificial intelligence, that's the future. That's where we're going. And that's jobs. It's prosperity. It's everything. There are some experts who say China right now is leading the race. Others say, no, that's not true, that we still have it going on here in America. But this is the Office of Science and Technology Policy, and that's all part of it. So under Trump, it's the principal deputy director, and she is Lynn Parker, and she's speaking out about the Trump administration, how they're committed to this, and still saying that the United States of America, we are the undeniable leader in AI technology, but we want to stay on top. And we need you, the citizens of America. You're your own voice. Please give us your ideas. How about that? I love it. I absolutely love this. And you have until March 15th. So please share 855-839-1210 if you'd like to do so. On the other side, we'll continue with the definition of woke. And so this is a top Democrat, a famous Democrat, if you will, speaking out about the definition of woke, or maybe it's the redefinition, and we'll get your take. 855-839-1210. Thanks for being here, Dawn Stensland. Be right back. Hey, Dawn Stensland, continuing here. I'm going through some of these public comments, people thanking the Trump administration for not opening up an open season on grizzly bear hunting. We've got some DEA action. We've got the National Park Service, a lot of comments about that. But this is the federal government opening up this forum, if you will, an official website of the United States government at regulations.gov, and asking for the public's comments. So this, in this one, for example, they're saying, this is Lisa Miller, just posted this, says, I do not suppose use of powered micromobility devices in the national parks. I do not support, instead of, so she has a, you have a typo. I have to typo check these people. Excuse me, Lisa. It's, I do not support the use of that. So these devices can go too fast and could create a safety issue for pedestrians in our national parks. I don't know. Maybe she's here in Philadelphia and technically on Independence Mall, it's a national park. But she says they will also take away from the serene environment and peaceful tranquility of our beautiful natural resources. The only thing I would say to Lisa is that as far as some of the mobility devices for people, I would make a big exception for people with, you know, with disabilities, because that's incredible for people through the national parks if they have special apparatus for them to get around. That would be my only exception to that. Sean, can we air, and this is Jane Fonda speaking at the big awards. I didn't really get into SAG-AFTRA or any of these with the movies, but first of all, Jane Fonda, do you remember her back in the day? And she used to do the, you know, all the workout stuff, and of course, G.I. Jane, as she has supposedly apologized for all of that. But this is G.I. Jane, and she's talking about what woke really is. Again, I, you know, look, God bless her. She looks fabulous. She looks fit and healthy. She's very wealthy, obviously famous movie star from back in the day. But here she is, Jane Fonda.
What we create is empathy. Make no mistake, empathy is not weak or woke. And by the way, woke just means you give a about other people. A whole lot of people are going to be really hurt by what is happening. And even if they're of a different political persuasion, we need to call upon our empathy and not judge.
And not judge. I think it, I do find it rich. I know the whole thing back in the day, you know, that little Vietnam thing when she went there and really did a horrible thing, and anybody else would just go hide out in their glamorous Hollywood cave. So I find it rich that G.I. Jane has the audacity to talk about empathy or compassion. So shame on her. She's a very wealthy woman, cannot relate to anybody else's life. But I will say this about all of these different individuals that we've been talking about all morning, whether it's Joy Reid, whether it's G.I. Jane, whoever it is with these progressives, it is that we the people have come together, and many people who were not Republicans, did not identify as conservative, and just said, wow, this has been crazy upside down land for a little too long, and we're sick and tired of it. And we want to push the reset button. And that's what's going on, in my humble opinion. And so with regard to, and I'll give you an, and I know yesterday, I'll give you one quick example here. When Trump, well, going back during the campaign, and we interviewed Trump during the campaign, Nikhail and I, and the question I had for then candidate Trump was about Title IX. And about what he would do to protect girls and women in sports, because it's a huge concern here. And so he said, day one, we'll take that away. And we saw him, and I've covered that extensively, interviewing, you know, Lake and Riley, interviewing Paula Scanlon, and all of these young women in sports who had to deal with a ridiculous situation. We now have a lawsuit locally at UPenn, other lawsuits, where women feel that they were damaged by their university or their school. And they felt violated by what happened as far as having to dress in a locker room in front of a biological male, which, you know, if they weren't, and I don't even know, some of them might not have even been warned about what was going to happen. And there they are in their locker room as a female, and you turn around and there's a naked biological male. And so they've said this was wrong, and we were basically told to shut up and take it. So Trump has been very clear, and he said it, remember, on Inauguration Day when he stated that there are two sexes, that you're a male and female, man and woman. That's it. He signed his executive orders. There were all those women and girls who were there all celebrating it. I know that the story that Beth Ann Rosca told Dom Giordano yesterday was that in track, which I have a son in high school who's in winter track, that in fact there are reportedly two biological males who are competing at the PIAA level. However, as far as PIAA says, they're saying that that's not true. And so the question is, what's really going on here? Because remember that Trump talked to Governor Shapiro, and I'm weaving all this together, but I think that Trump was saying, as long as you are compliant with everything, I'm going to unfreeze. We're not going to mess with your federal funds. Shapiro made that announcement yesterday and again this morning. And so what's going on with this? We'll have to find out with our local municipalities and county level, local level individuals. But as far as this morning at latest check, PIAA officially has said that they have two lanes and that biological females will compete against biological females. And with men, the same is all in accordance with the law of the land. So I don't see lawsuits with regard to that. I don't see a pushback on that. The PIAA has said they're compliant with the federal law, and with that's the law of the land right now. I know in Maine, we played that sound for you yesterday when, you know, when Trump was calling out the governor of Maine and saying, no, 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 we are the law. The law is clear. And then she said, well, we'll see you in court, you know, getting kind of nasty. That's not what's happening here in Pennsylvania. So I don't know if there's just a local group that Beth Ann Rosca knew about, or if they've rescinded. We'll have to figure that out. But as of this moment, I think if a biological male, and I was checking with some of my contacts, if a biological male checks in and identifies as a female, I don't think they're going to be able to compete. That's what I'm seeing. 855-839-1210 is the number to call if you'd like to sound in. Do we still have Ann, Sean? Nope. Okay. Sorry, Ann. I'm sorry to you. I wasn't sure. We're having some problems with our phone system. My goodness, today we're really up against it. So thanks for bearing with some of our technical issues. And I hope that you're well and not as sick as many are here, because we have a lot of sickness. Sean, thanks for being here. And Greg obviously was filling in some of those, you know, some of the spaces as well. So we'll take a quick break. Be right back. Yeah, so isn't it crazy that you actually need to introduce a law to protect human beings from, you know, being forced into a situation where somebody is grabbing them and harvesting their organs? I'm not even making this up. This is Congressman Perry has introduced this. It's the Falun Gong Protection Act. And Congressman Scott Perry, obviously from Pennsylvania here, introducing this to impose sanctions on the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, for engaging in forced organ harvesting and other human rights violations against the practitioners of Falun Gong. And so in the U.S., this is, I mean, you can't even make this up. This is like Hannibal Lecter stuff, if you want to ask me about it. But the allegation here, we've heard about this with regard to genocide allegations and the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong. And so he's saying that this is a situation where we have crimes against humanity and we need to make sure that we have protections in place as the world is becoming, he says, aware of the atrocities committed against people who simply want the freedom to practice their religious beliefs like those practitioners a Falun Gong. So calling out the CCP, man. And he's also putting in here a piece of this is an independent investigation that looked into forced organ harvesting. And that was a couple of years ago during the Biden administration. I had done interviews about it as far as prisoners of conscience in China. That's what they were calling it. As it's, I mean, you can't even wrap your brains around, you know, that sort of thing. But they say that it's happening, and now they're saying that they want to make sure that they out them and make this a transparent situation. Oh, my God. So we have that going on. Sean, is there anything with regards to, we have this huge cut sheet, and I know that we've had some technical problems, so thanks for bearing with us today. And if you were calling in and you were trying to get through, I'm so sorry. So hopefully we can fix that, our call screener. We had problems yesterday as well, even with my interview with Martina White. She was trying to call, or people were texting me, she's calling. So we've had phone problems for a couple days. So I apologize for that. But is there anything on this latest cut sheet that we want to get to real quick before we turn things over to Dom Giordano that you see here?
Not as I was looking at as of so okay. far. I think that you were covering a pretty decent amount, but maybe we could probably do like maybe cut M1.
Okay. This is Mayor Bass that we had talked about. Mm-hmm. And this is in Los Angeles. This is their incompetent mayor who over the weekend, of course, you know, and she's firing at everybody else. She's throwing everybody else under the bus. And as this one, let's listen in. This is the L.A. Mayor Karen Bass talking about where the buck stops.
Let me just say that, yes, as the mayor of the city, the buck stops with me. I am in charge. However, the person in charge of the fire department, as I mentioned before, whenever there was a fire emergency, a weather emergency, or a hint of a problem, I am contacted directly, and not just by Chief Crowley, but by any of the heads of the departments. As you know, we have over 40 departments.
When I talked about it with the fire chief, what she said is that we have warnings of Santa Ana winds a lot, but predicting this, and you saw, we from the city, from the county, that level of preparation really didn't happen. So it didn't reach that level to me to say something terrible could happen and maybe you shouldn't have gone on the trip.
Why didn't
but
it
But to me, I don't know. I mean, I yeah. think that that's one of the things we need to look at. So yeah, two so she, investigations
is,
are taking
this
place.
This is the ultimate of throwing everything. Can you stop it, Sean? So this is the mayor. This is your job. This is your city. You decided to basically go on what I would say is a junket, a free little vacation, a cool little trip to Africa. She was blaming a former President Joe Biden, saying Joe Biden and the Biden administration asked me to go on this trip. She was blaming everybody else and says, well, I'm investigating why I was even allowed to go. Then she throws the fire chief, Kristen Crowley, under the bus, blames the fire chief. But remember, this is the mayor. She's the one in charge. The buck should stop with you. And I don't think this flies. If you're in the city, well, you be you. But I reject that we should have to pay for any of this rebuild if this is the kind of leadership that you have. She should resign in disgrace. And speaking of buses, I did talk about this earlier on Kale and Company. I just want to point out to you, when we talk about buses, we have a situation with SEPTA where the SEPTA bus drivers, and one who was killed on the job, a gentleman who was living in Abington in Montgomery County, a military veteran, by the way, and his family still grieving his death, as he was murdered on the job, a SEPTA bus driver. And it was after that situation, after his murder, that the SEPTA union said, this is ridiculous. We are in danger on the job and we need to be protected. And so they came up with the idea. You can't even make this up. They hired a company, Custom Glass Solutions, that is creating these safety compartments with bullet-resistant glass surrounding the bus operators for SEPTA so that they are protected. They are protected on the job to drive the bus for you and all of us. And let us not forget that in Philadelphia, all of our high school students and most of the middle school student, I'm a Philadelphia resident, obviously I can tell you about this, their school bus, our children's school buses, are SEPTA buses. So I just want you to put this together, that if the bus driver for SEPTA is so afraid and terrified for his or her life that they need a special safety compartment that's bulletproof, what do you think a child who is taking that bus, relying on that bus to be safe, to get to school, how do you think they feel? And that's part of what I look at when I see all this DOGE and as they catch all this waste, all this, the fleecing of America, I mean, literally billions of dollars that have been going to other countries, and quite frankly, by all accounts, not even going to where it was supposed to go, but these middlemen, these Democrats who basically got their vig. And then I look at what's happening here in Philadelphia, that our school children don't really have a safe pathway to school. They don't have a school bus. They don't have a yellow school bus like the kids in the burbs, not high school students, not middle school students, right? But you think about this. There's a local SWAT team, and this is Upper Bucks County. The SWAT team is doing a demonstration with the custom glass solutions, firing at the glass to say, see, even if the bus driver is shot at, you're going to survive. But kids and workers and the rest of you passengers, sorry, I guess there's no bulletproof safety protection for you. That is not acceptable. And I believe that with all of this money and with DOGE, we need to look at the city of Philadelphia. And I hope that Mayor Parker goes along with everything and says, you know what? I hope we have some federal money and grant programs that keep our children safe, because thus far in previous administrations, our children are not safe. Our bus drivers are not safe. And quite frankly, I know many of you have said you don't feel safe on SEPTA. That certainly does not make me feel safer as a city resident. That's it for me, Dawn Stensland. Thank you so much for bearing with our sickness and, my goodness, with all the technical problems. Dom Giordano is up next. Hey, Dom.
Thanks, Dawn. Dawn, the New Jersey Athletic Association says, hell no, we're not going to follow the Trump executive order. They don't seem to think an executive order is law. And we have the head of the math department and union president, Monmouth County, commenting on this in a way. We have a cut that's pretty amazing. So when are we going to take away federal funding? Maine, Jersey, all of it.
Wow. Sounds like a great Dom Giordano show up now.